Notes of Work. January 12, 1901. Date typed. It would be difficult to describe my feelings as I stood before the San Francisco church a few weeks ago and looked over the large congregation. My mind went back to the time when my husband and I were planning to build a place of worship in San Francisco. Some, when they saw the plan, said, "It is too large. The house will never be filled." At the same time, we were building the office and meeting house in Oakland. I thought of the anxiety felt and the earnest prayers offered to God that He would open the way. At that time, I dreamed that I saw, as it were, two beehives, one in San Francisco and one in Oakland. In the hive in Oakland, the bees were diligently at work. Then I looked at the hive in San Francisco and saw that very little was being done. The hive in Oakland seemed to be by far the most promising. After a time, my attention was again called to the hive in San Francisco, and I saw that an entire change had taken place. Great activity was seen among the bees. Much earnest work was being done. When I related this dream, it was interpreted to mean that San Francisco was a place in which there was a great work to be done. There were among us at that time only three men to whom we could look for financial assistance. These were Brother Morrison and Brother Diggins, who now sleep in Jesus, and Elder James White. Believers were few in number, and we needed all the courage we could get to brace us for the outlook. We prayed much in regard to the dream I had had, and I resolved to venture out in accordance with the light given. I decided to sell my property in Battle Creek, and we wrote to the brethren there, "Sell everything we have in Battle Creek, and send us the money at once." This was carried through, and we built the church in San Francisco. And the Lord revealed to us that although at first the work in San Francisco would move slowly, yet it would make steady advancement, and San Francisco would become a great center. The Lord would inspire men by His Holy Spirit to carry forward the work with courage and perseverance and faith. Before leaving Australia, while in Maitland, New South Wales, I was in the night season, standing before a large congregation in San Francisco. The Lord gave me a message to bear and freedom in bearing this message. The people had ears to hear and hearts to understand. I was much encouraged as I stood before our people in San Francisco. I thought of the dream and the instruction which had been given me so many years ago, and then looked at the people assembled. I felt that I could indeed say, "The Lord has fulfilled His word." After I had finished speaking, all who wished to give themselves to the Lord were invited to come forward, and in response to this invitation, 200 people came forward. This was a time of precious refreshing. We know that angels of God were with us. The room was pervaded with the atmosphere of heaven. Among those who came forward were some who have been attending our meetings in the past and who have become interested in the truth. May they decide to place themselves wholly on the Lord's side. May they have the courage to receive and live the truth. I felt from my heart that we could say to them, "Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. It shall be if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee." Number 10, verse 29-32. We were much pleased by the spirit shown by those assembled. They freely acknowledged the goodness and mercy of God, offering Him praise and thanksgiving. The Lord is glorified when His people praise Him. When the meeting closed, many pressed forward to take my hand and welcome me back to America. We earnestly hope that the steps taken in the future in the work in San Francisco will be steps of progress. The work that has been done there is but a beginning. San Francisco is a world in itself, and the Lord's work there is to be broader and deeper. Souls are to be sought for. The word of the Lord is to be declared, that his name may be glorified. God will use consecrated ability in his service. As his servants impart to others that which they have received, he will entrust them with more to impart. And as they are enabled through his grace to accomplish good, they ascribe all the glory to him who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Thus, divinity and humanity work together. Men become laborers together with God, working out their own salvation with fear and trembling, realizing always that it is God who works in them, to will and to do of his good pleasure. There is a great work to be done in San Francisco and Oakland. The Lord will use humble men in these great cities. He can work with those who will labor in his fear. He will give evidence of his power to sincere workers and to sincere inquirers after the truth, who desire not only to know, but to perform his will. There are men and women whom the Lord, through peculiar circumstances, will bring to the front in his work. These will be men and women who have consecrated themselves to him. As they walk before him in faith and trust, he will lead them to places of usefulness and honor. He is a present help in every time of need to those who rely on him. The Lord will qualify those who honor his name for important and perilous service, although they may not have time to obtain all the education they desire. The great teacher understands. What he calls for is the willing devotion of heart and mind. When this is given him, he will fit the givers for his service, in spite of apparent difficulties and obstacles. In his name and in his strength, they will go forth to conquer. God is testing the motives and principles of men and women. Strong faith and much prayer will bring heavenly angels to our side. By patient continuance in well-doing, we become channels of light. Those who are willing to be emptied of self will be fitted for the good work before all who will deny self and lift the cross. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, they gain the victories God wishes them to gain. Wisdom and strength will award energy and perseverance. These are God's gifts to the diligent, humble worker.